From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There is word out of Switzerland that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the meeting with his Russian counterpart and other envoys produced some new ideas on reviving a ceasefire in Syria, where the regime continues to pound rebel-held areas in Aleppo. But Kerry said it was too early to reveal what the ideas were and that high-level contacts would continue on Monday to flesh them out. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes and armor launched an offensive Saturday in northern Syria to wrestle control of a key border town from the Islamic State extremists. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the force seized several strategic areas near Dabiq. The town holds a symbolic importance for ISIS because of an 8th century end of time Sunni prophecy, predicting it will be the site of a showdown between Islam and Christianity. U.S. officials say multiple missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen again have targeted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea. The incident took place late Saturday or early Sunday local time. Officials say the USS Mason was not hit. It was the third time this week that the destroyer and other U.S. ships have been targeted off the coast of Yemen. The U.S. military on Thursday struck 3 radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by the Houthi rebels. Rwanda's Minister of Natural Resources is declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced Saturday at a climate meeting in Rwanda. This is the United States Environmental Protection Agency's Administrator, Gina McCarthy.
And if you look at it, we are going to achieve somewhere in the order of 80 to 90% of the emission reductions from these chemicals. It is staggering what this will achieve. We're talking about an amount that's comparable to thousands of coal-fired power plant emissions.
The U.S. and most of Europe have committed to reducing their use of gases incrementally, starting with 10% cuts by 2019. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks has released the full transcripts of 3 speeches Hillary Clinton gave to Goldman Sachs executives in 2013, along with comments by her campaign staffers about how to handle challenging campaign issues. Clinton has been dogged by accusations from her closest Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, and other critics that she is too close to Wall Street and other members of the financial elite. The emails are being revealed as her rival Donald Trump suggested Saturday Clinton may have been under the influence of drugs during their last debate. And Trump is now suggesting that he and Clinton take a drug test before Wednesday's debate.
We should take a drug test prior, because I don't know what's going on with her. But at the beginning of her last debate, she was all pumped up at the beginning. And at the end, it was like, oh, take me down. She could barely reach her car.
Trump stayed on the offensive during his stop in Bangor, Maine on Saturday, repeating his accusation of the media influencing the upcoming November 8th presidential election in favor of Clinton, as he continues to deny multiple allegations of sexual misconduct toward women. In this home stretch of the presidential race, Clinton has extended her lead over Trump in national polls. The U.S. military says North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. A Pentagon spokesman told Reuters that the U.S. condemns North Korea's missile tests and intends to raise their concerns at the U.N. to bolster international resolve in holding the DPRK accountable for their actions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Saturday the release of 2 American citizens who had been held in Houthi rebel militias in Yemen. Speaking from Switzerland, Kerry said the 2 Americans' release was part of the complex diplomatic deal that also included the medical evacuation of wounded Yemenis. The Americans arrived in Oman on a Royal Air Force of Oman plane that also carried the injured Yemenis who were wounded in a controversial airstrike 1 week ago that hit a large group of mourners at a funeral in Sinai. And police in northern India say a stampede early Saturday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 19 people. Police start turning back people from an overcrowded bridge, triggering a rumor among the devotees of the followers of the Indian guru that the bridge had collapsed. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.